You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Election day is finally here, and voters are making their way to the polls to determine if Governor Gavin Newsom will keep his seat or be replaced by one of the 46 challengers on the ballot. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
While Sloan County already received 92,000 ballots prior to Election Day, poll locations are seeing a steady stream of voters driving up to drop off their ballots and to cast their vote inside at a booth.
I just dropped off my ballot outside the county recorder building, so I guess I'm kind of a last-minute person.
Maggie Pavelski is proudly wearing her I Voted sticker and says getting to vote, especially in an historical election, is something people shouldn't take for granted.
Because we get to participate in what we're building. And I think a lot of people that complain about the system and how it is are not understanding that this is the way to participate and make the changes.
While some voters said they prefer the experience of voting in person, some, like Stone Davis, merely just lost track of time.
I really just thought of it today, and I had to just take care of it last minute, come do it in person.
Early voting has been going on for weeks, and more than 8 million ballots statewide have already been turned in. Preliminary results will be released at 8 p.m. when polls close. For Pavelski, she'll be anxiously waiting for results.
If it was a foregone conclusion, I'm not sure if I would be as excited about it. I guess I'm a little nervous, but feeling pretty good about it, too.
For Davis, he thinks it may take several days before we know the outcome, so he's not holding his breath.
I definitely feel blessed to have the opportunity to vote in fair and free elections, for sure. I mean, the results are yet to be decided. We'll see, right?
If early results show a landslide, voters may know tonight if Governor Newsom will keep his seat. But if it's a close contest, it could take weeks of counting late-arriving mail-in ballots before a winner is declared. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.